今天上午想要与大家分享的是新圣殿的特征。
The entire Bible actually talking about the true temple of God.
因为整本圣经都在述说神的圣殿。
But in the Old Testament time, at the beginning, with this as the ark to be located in the tabernacles, in the tent of God.
那在旧约的时候，神的会幕是放神的约柜的地方。
Eventually, the people's minds, their thinking is how this ark to be safe and to locate it.
那人们心中是想着要怎么让约柜能够很安全。
So they bring the ark from Obed Edom's, and then now to move to the eventually to the Jerusalem.
那这个约柜就渐渐的被搬移到耶路撒冷。
So, by the King Solomon, the first temple was to build.
那在所罗门王统治之下，第一个圣殿被建造。
It becomes a glory of the Israel.
那这个圣殿成为以色列人的荣耀。
Eventually, people's mind is fade away from the seeking God in Jerusalem.
但是大家渐渐的不再敬拜神。
And so this kingdom eventually humiliated.
那后来以色列国也亡国了。
So after that, later.After 70 years of exile, there's people, Jewish came back and they rebuilt the temple of God.
那以色列人70年被掳掠之后，又回到家乡重建圣殿。
So they really seeking for their life, to for their life center is in the Jerusalem, the temple of God.
那他们信仰的中心就是在耶路撒冷，就是在这个圣殿中。
But this temple also was later on to be destroyed.
那后来这个新建的圣殿也被摧毁。
But before Jesus came, which is about B.C. 19.
那耶稣基督降临的时候是主前19年。
King Herod started to build the temple of God.
那这时候，希律王开始在重建圣殿。
This temple is the actually size-wise the most huge weight to build the temple of God at that time.
那他所再次建造的圣殿是，从此以来最大的一间圣殿。
Actually, the inner court, the temple itself is built about within the 2 years, actually.
那内院是在两年的期间中建立。
But King Herod continued to build this temple to be expanded.
但是希律王继续加盖这个圣殿。
And when Jesus was even was born, continued to the process of building this temple of God.
那耶稣降生的时候，圣殿也正在建造着。
Now, if you look at the John chapter 2, find out at that time.All the Jewish acknowledge that this temple is continued for 46 years, but continue to building this temple continually at that time even.
那约翰福音二章那里写到，那时候已经建造圣殿第46年。
Yeah, when Jesus when he went up to the Jerusalem at that time, still temple is continued to be expanded at that time.
那耶稣上耶路撒冷的时候，圣殿还正在建筑中。
The physical temple is continued to be bigger and size wise.
那这个外在的圣殿越建越大。
But this temple is already at that time was a deep of defiled.
但是这个圣殿已经被污秽了。
And let's look at Mark chapter 11.
我们请翻开马可福音第十一章。
Mark chapter 11 from verse 11.
马可福音第十一章第十一节。
Mark chapter 11 from verse 11.
马可福音第十一章第十一节。
11 to 25.
到二十五节。
And he entered the Jerusalem and he came into the temple. And after looking all around, he departed for the Bethany with the 12 since it was already late.Verse 11, he mentioned that Jesus actually entered Jerusalem. If you look at the chapter 11, he actually He rode a donkey's colt. In the verse 4 mentioned that he actually marched into the Jerusalem as a celebration of he become a true king of in Jerusalem.
在马可福音十一章十一节，这里说耶稣进了耶路撒冷。在第四节，这里描述他是骑着一匹驴子，以君王的身份进到耶路撒冷。
Yeah, that verse 11 only Jesus just looking around the temple, and then he depart for the Bethany.
所以在十一节这里，耶稣入了圣殿，周围看了各样物件，又往伯大尼去了。
Verse 12. On the next day, when they had depart from the Bethany, he became hungry. Verse 13. And seeing a distance a fig tree in the leaf, he went to see if perhaps he would find anything on it. And when he came to it, and he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. When this verse is mentioned, that was Jesus now from the Bethany coming came back to the Jerusalem.
所以第十十二节这里，耶稣从伯大尼又回到耶路撒冷。
Now possibly he have no place to stay, so he stayed in the Bethany and then came back. So it's about a little over 2 miles. It's not that far from the Jerusalem.
伯大尼是离耶路撒冷差不多2公里。那时候他可能是在耶路撒冷找不到客店。
Yeah, but that time he was hungry, so he looked at from the distance this fig tree. Yeah.
那时候耶稣饿了，他从远远的看见一棵无花果树。
He find out there's the leaves. Leaves is quite already to you know quite a lot. I'm sure.
那树上有叶子，那这个描述好像叶子也蛮多的。
But the verse 13 described that found nothing but leaves, and then it was not the season for figs.
但是十三节这里告诉我们，树上找不到果子，因为那时候不是无花果收成无花果的时候。
And then verse 14.
那第十四节。
And he answered and said to it, "May not one even eat the fruit from you again?" But Jesus mentioned that this one.
那十四节，耶稣就对树说：“从今以后，永没有人吃你的果子。”
Which is this a cursing toward to the fig tree?
所以耶稣咒诅了这一棵无花果树。
The one sense we can, if you look at, we know that this instance, we know this happening.
那我们很熟悉这个故事。
But it seems like Jesus was very cruel, you know, even not a season yet he's seeking for the fruit.And then, not bearing the fruit, so he cursed, this tree.
那我们看耶稣这样咒诅无花果树，也许会觉得耶稣怎么这么狠。
At that time, all the disciples listened to what the Lord Jesus says.
那时候全部的门徒也听见了。
And then, verse 15.
那第十五节。
And they came to Jerusalem. And he entered the temple and begin to cast out those who were buying and selling in the temple, and overturn the table of the money changers and the seats of those who were selling doves. Verse 16. And he would not permit anyone to carry good through the temple. 17.
第十七节。
And he began to teach and say to them, "It is not written, 'My house shall be called the house of prayer for all the nations,' but you have made it a robber's den." And then after that incident, they cursed the fig tree, and then Jesus went up to the Jerusalem, and then he directly into the temple and cleansed the temple.
所以耶稣咒诅无花果树之后，他就到了耶路撒冷，进了圣殿，赶出在圣殿里面做买卖的人。
But we find out that at that time the temple is quite busy place.
那时候圣殿是一个非常热闹的地方。
Because the Passover is getting closer.
因为逾越节快要来临了。
So the population already double and triple by eventually at that time.
所以在耶路撒冷的人已经比平常多了两三倍。
So such as like 200 to 300. Two to 300,000 population now, according to the reference books. 200 to 300,000.
所以资料 历史上的资料说，那时候人的数目差不多是20到30万人。
So most of the people at that time wants to visit the temple of God.
那时候大部分的人都想要来看看这个圣殿。
So these people and they doing the business in the temple of God for the to helping the people's the offering.
那所以在圣殿里有很多做买卖的人帮助这些访客。
It seems like a crowded. It seems like a temple of God in a sense, quite using peoples for purpose for the offering to God in a sense.
那从一个角度来看，那时候大家都忙着献祭。
It's quite in a sense from the distance. Look at the temple of God is quite prosperous at that time.
那从远远的观看，这个圣殿好像非常的繁荣。
Compared to several hundred years ago, these Jerusalem was humiliated at that time.
因为几百年前，那时候，耶路撒冷是非常被，就是一个被凌掠的一个城市。
But when the time that when God allowed God grace upon to Israel to so they let His people coming back from the exile, they rebuilt the temple of God.
但是因为神的恩典，让这些百姓从外地回到耶路撒冷重建圣殿。
I think the Jewish people they continue the holding of this temple to be keep them, but yet this temple was destroyed. The temple that during the Ezra and Nehemiah time.
那在以斯拉和尼西米的时候，那时候圣殿是被摧毁的。
So this temple is the third time they built in Jerusalem.
那这是第三次被重建的圣殿。
But for the Jewish people at that time, this temple is for their pride.
那对当时的犹太人，这个圣殿也是他们的荣耀。
But at that time, this temple was built not by their own hands, but by the King Herod.
这是他们的骄傲，但是这不是他们亲手建造的圣殿，而是希律王建造的圣殿。
Already they engaged with the linking with the politicians and the linking with the people in this way. So temple itself cannot be holy from the beginning.
因为他们是用着借着政治上的力量来重建圣殿，所以这个圣殿从一开始就不是洁净的。
At that time, there's many of the like the priest groups, in a sense, and also the group of the Pharisees and Sadducees. This group of the people, they so called the religious leader.
那当时的宗教领袖有法利赛人，有撒都该人，有祭司，他们都是一党一党的。
But they are staying in the Jerusalem, yet they do not really seeking for the God as a true worshipper to worshiping God.
他们全部都住在耶路撒冷，但是并没有真心的追求神，还有敬拜神。
In a sense, this temple was prospering.
所以从外面看起来，这个圣殿是非常的繁荣。
Do we find that this time is such many people around the temple of God? That means this temple is quite the place to be attained by the attention from all the people.
那很多人也聚集在圣殿。
But Jesus find out the temple is already defiled.
但是耶稣发现这个圣殿已经被污秽了。
This temple is not really seeking the God's glory.
这个圣殿没有追求神的荣耀。
Only people to come to the temple of God to show themselves, and like during the Passover and the day of Pentecost, so people to come from all different places and showing off the offering to God for showing up to God.
大家是在五旬节还有这些节日来到圣殿来来只是露露脸而已。
The Jesus even mentioned about their faith.
那耶稣也讲到这些人的信仰。
You look at the Matthew chapter 15.
我们看，请看马太福音第十五章。
Matthew chapter 15, verse 8.
马太福音第十五章第八节。
Jesus quote from the Isaiah, the word from the Isaiah.
所以这时耶稣是在指着以赛亚先知所说的话。
So he pointed out that these people's error of their faith.
那他就指着这些人的信仰是信仰中的错误。
Verse 8 said, "These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far away from me."
第八节他说，这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。
Verse 9.
第九节。
But in vain do they worship me, teaching as a doctrines the precepts of man.
他们将人的吩咐当作道理教导人，所以拜我也是枉然。
So we find that during the time of Jesus, people's faith, we can tell generally their people's attitude.
那在耶稣生活的 时代，大家的信仰就是这样。
They treat the temple, physical temple of God in Jerusalem very importantly.
他们很注重这个外在实体的的圣殿。
So they're showing off their out appearance of a religious deed, religious actions, behavior is considered very important.
那他们在外在的宗对宗教的这种表现觉得很重要。
But we know the Pharisees, these people, they're very jealous, they're zeal to close to God. Actually, that's what they're seeking, you know, from the beginning, actually.
那法利赛人原本是要很用心的追求神。
Jesus mentioned about their error of their faith.
但是耶稣指出他们信仰的错误。
Because their faith is showing up faith in a sense.
因为他们的信仰只是一个外在的信仰。
The one time Jesus talking about these peoples of fasting and the praying in the temple of God.
因为有一次耶稣描述他们在禁食，在圣殿中祷告的模样。
Jesus mentioned about that, your prayer is it's like a hypocritic way of a prayer.
他说他们这样的表现不是真心的。
Because you want to showing up to the people for so you how much you have faith, so you want to be satisfied from the people's, you know, to praise.
他们的信仰只是为了得到别人的称赞。
So during the time of Jesus, the people's are there, their inner, what out appearance, they have faith.
所以从外面来看，这些人是非常的有信心。
They already know that how can they build their faith by their lips to honor their God.
他们用嘴唇尊敬神。
But yet they do not truly seeking God.
但是他们的心中并没有真正的追求神。
That's why when Jesus talked to the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4.
所以在约翰福音第四章耶稣与撒玛利亚妇人的对话中
He defined that God is a spirit.
他告诉这个妇人神是灵。
This lady mentioned that we worship in this mountain that you worship in the Jerusalem.
那这个撒玛利亚妇人告诉耶稣我们是在这座山上敬拜神你是在耶路撒冷敬拜神
She just mentioned that now is a time not in this mountain and in Jerusalem
但是耶稣说现在并不是要在哪一个某一个地方敬拜神
Let's look at the John chapter 4
我们请翻开约翰福音第四章
John chapter 4 verse from 21
第二十一节开始
John chapter 4 verse from 21.
约翰福音第四章第二十一节。
Jesus said to her, Woman, believe me, an hour is coming when neither this mountain nor the Jerusalem shall you worship the Father. 22.
二十二节。
You worship that which you do not know. We worship that which we know, for the salvation is from the Jews. 23.
二十三节。
But an hour is coming, now is when the true worshipper shall worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such people, the Father seeks to be his worshipper.
二十四节。
God is a spirit. Verse 24, is it?
第二十四节告诉我们说神是个灵。
And those who worship must worship in spirit and the truth.
所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
So Jesus mentioned about at that time the nature of attitude. They really do not seeking to true worship in God.
所以耶稣在这里说当时的人不是真心的敬拜神。
Yes, they have such a great temple to build.Which is a continual 46 years and still continue building this temple, the biggest one in their history.
是的，他们有一个非常壮观的圣殿，而且是持续的建造46年还没有建好的圣殿。
Then according to the God's promise and his prophecies, and by the prophet, then he coming to the land of Judea, the born in their chosen people.
那也是照着。这先知所说的话，耶稣也降生在这个地方。
It's supposed to be it's a time that they are ready to receive the Lord Jesus Christ in their life.
这个时候人民的心应该是 已经准备好接受耶稣基督。
They're supposed to be a true worshipper in their life.
他们这些人在生活中应该是用诚实来敬拜神。
So the Lord Jesus expect them to be to all become a true worshipper.
所以耶稣期望他们都可以变为真正敬拜神的人。
Not by the only lips, but from their heart.
不只是在嘴唇上敬拜神，而是从心中真正的敬拜神。
Jesus, not that many people find, he found out that they're seeking the true God in their life.
但是耶稣发现，并没有很多人是在生活中追求神。
Many times we find that Jesus preached the gospel town to town.
那我们在圣经中看到，耶稣是从一个城市到另外一个城市来传教。
People do not accept the Lord Jesus.
但是很多人都不接受他。
Even Jesus cursed them upon them.
所以耶稣就咒诅了这些人。
So when Jesus mentioned about here in the Matthew chapter 15 verse 8, he knows that their heart.
所以在马太福音第十五章第八节这里告诉我们，耶稣看透了这些人的心。
It was amazing that Jesus talking about this, mentioned about the fig tree.
那耶稣在之前，所以耶稣在咒诅这个无花果树的时候
，The fig tree is supposed to be the right season when he came.
这个无花果树应该是在收成的时候。
He's supposed to looking for he looking for the bearing the fruit, not the leaves.
所以他就像他在找无花果树一样，他也是在找从心里结果的人。
But even he himself rather donkeys, and even marching toward Jerusalem, yet all the people do not ready to receive him.
那虽然耶稣是骑着驴子以君王的身份进入耶路撒冷，但是这些人并没有准备好要接受他。
Actually, the Lord Jesus stand up there, they looking for this fig tree, and then curse the tree, this fig tree.
所以耶稣是看着这个无花果树，后来咒诅了这个无花果树。
This is very symbolical, you know, the expression from the Lord Jesus.
那这也是他要教导我们的，他从这中间要教导我们。
He is ready. Lord Jesus Himself is ready to the marching onto the Jerusalem to be the King of the Jerusalem.
因为耶稣已经到了耶路撒冷，他要准备变成他们的君王。
Yet these people do not ready to receive the Lord Jesus.
但是这些人并没有准备好要接受他。
These people even do not repent.
那这些人连悔改的心都没有。
Actually, the Matthew chapter 15 on that later on, Jesus mentioned about the error of their faith as a their unbelief actually.
那在马太福音第十五章后面有讲到说这些人的不信。
Jesus pointed out the verse chapter 15 verse 14.
那在马太福音第十五章第十四节这里讲。
He mentioned about to the people there in Jerusalem, in there mentioned that the blind verse 14 says.
第十四节这里说耶路撒冷的人是瞎眼的。
And these people actually the leading the they are on a blind but the leader you know as a blind they lead the blind people
那耶稣描述这些人为是瞎眼领路，是瞎眼领瞎子。
So the Jesus talk about the people at that time supposed to be bearing the fruit at that time
那耶稣也在教导这些人，他们当时是应该结果子的。
But only at that time they seeking for material Jerusalem, the temple in the Jerusalem.
但是他们所追求的是外在的圣殿。
But yet they haven't bear the fruit.
而他们自己的生活里并没有结果子。
You know, one time when the John the Baptist when he baptized the people at that time.
有一次施洗约翰在施洗的时候
，But he sharply rebuked you know the Jewish people at that time.
他就斥责了当时的犹太人。
And let's look at Luke chapter 3.
我们请翻开路加福音第三章。
Luke chapter 3 verse 7.
路加福音第三章第七节。
Luke chapter 3 verse 7.
路加福音第三章。
And he therefore began saying to the multitude who were going out to be baptized by him, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" So we find out that John the Baptist, when he talked to them very sharply, very cruel way, actually mentioned even appointing them as the "you brood of viper."
第三章第七节这里，约翰对那些那出来要受洗的众人说毒蛇的种类，谁指是你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？
A good thing is that these people, verse 8,
第八节。
And then the John the Baptist mentioned that therefore begin saying to the multitude who were going out to be baptized by him, verse 8, therefore bring forth fruit in keeping with repentance.
所以第八节他又告诉这些人，你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称。
对， he talked about the importance of the bearing of the fruit.
所以他教导他们结出果子的重要性。
If you do not bearing of the fruit, if you do not bear the fruit,
他跟众人说，你们如果没有不结果子。
The verse 9 mentioned about the judgment is very close to you.
那第九节就是他们的结果。
So we have to ask ourselves what kind of faith we have now.
所以我们也要问问自己，我们的信心如何。
Faith is not the physical things we can look at it to be satisfied.
信心不是我们能够很容易的看出来。
Now how much we offer to God yet can be satisfied.
我们并不是捐多少钱给神就会有信心。
At least I come to the Saturday, and then it feels like just, you know, I just come here to sit down, then it is satisfied.
那我们也不能因为来到教会坐在这里就说我们有信心。
And I find out the United States, you know, we can continue to build the church by church now.
那现在美国我们可以继续的一间一间的建造教会。
Every place we have a church now, chapel now.
我们现在每一个地方几乎都有会堂。
But now we can focus on our faith into the truly seeking for what is the substance of faith and what we are seeking for out of the true church.
所以我们现在应该检查自己，看我们的信心能够怎么进步。
You know, look at during the time of after the Lord Jesus, he was sent to heaven.
那耶稣后来他升到天上。
That was during the time of the Pentecost.
那这是在五旬节的时候。
But that the Jerusalem was continued to, you know, full of people at that time.
那五旬节的时候，耶路撒冷也是充满了各式各样的人。
But at that time, still continued to build the temple of God.
那他们那时候也是继续在建造着圣殿。
But at that time, 120 people gathered in the upper room at that time.
但是当时也有120个人聚集在一个楼上的房间中。
They don't have a temple yet. They gather in the upper room.
他们没有圣殿，只是在一个房间聚集着。
Nobody noticed that these people gather in the upper room.
也没有人发现这些人聚集在这个地方。
But what these people have done is they pray to God.
但是这些人做了什么事呢？他们是对神祷告。
Jesus talked to his disciple mentioned before he ascend to heaven.
那耶稣在升天之前吩咐他的门徒。
You pray.
你们要祷告。
Until you waiting for this power from above.
等到从天上而来的力量赐给你们。
Then you can be the witness of me.
那你们就可以为我做见证。
So it's very different what the rest of the people to celebrate the Passover in the temple of God. 120 people gathered in the upper room in Jerusalem. Their action is very different.
所以当其他人在圣殿守节期的时候，这120个人他们的作为与其他人不一样。
120 people looking for receiving the power from above.
那这120人是祈求神的力量。
These people don't care about what outside actually are.
那这些120个人他们也不在乎外面的人在做什么。
These people may be because in the status and nature they are not compared with the people in the center of the temple of God maybe.
也许他们的这些人的社会地位比不起那些在圣殿中间的人。
120 purely these people gathered together seeking God, the God's, the receiving the way, receiving the Holy Spirit, we know that.
那这一百二十个人聚集在一起，就是在等耶稣的圣灵。
But they really established the true church in this upper room.
那所以在这个楼上的房间，这个房间里，他们建立了真教会。
Now actually, the one they have the physical temple at that time. This temple was later on, AD 70 was destroyed by the General Tito.
那这个外在的圣殿在主后七十年也被摧毁。
It seems like this temple, they think they continue forever to go. This temple, they think.
原本大家认为这个圣殿会继续被建造。
But this temple cannot last long, actually.
但是这个外在的圣殿并没有办法持久。
After Jesus ascend to heaven, and then after even 10 years this building finished, yet after 10 of years this temple was destroyed.
那耶稣升天之后十几年后这个外在的圣殿也被摧毁。
Temple is a physical temple was a which means a collapsed in a sense.
所以我们可以说这个外在的圣殿崩溃了。
Now we have to seeking the true faith, the true substance of faith is important.
那这也告诉我们要追求真正的信仰是多么重要。
If we do not emphasize the true prayer,
如果我们没有强调真正的祷告
so eventually we're losing our spirit of the true church then.
那我们真教会的这个精神也会被迷失。
The one time when Jesus looked at the temple of God.
有一次耶稣看着这个外在的圣殿。
It was quite sad in a sense.
那他也很悲伤。
Because this temple would be destroyed, Jesus knew that.
因为耶稣知道这个圣殿会被摧毁。
But he knows that this temple cannot bear the fruit.
他也知道这个圣殿没有办法结出果子。
Which is no substance of true worshippers.
那里面也没有真正敬拜神的人。
There's no true substance of true faith within these people.
那这些人群中也没有真正敬拜神的人。
So Mark chapter 15, or these other, the Synoptic Gospel also mentioned about this, God, cleansing the temple of God.
那这些福音书里面都有讲到耶稣清圣殿的。
Jesus cleansed the temple of God.
所以耶稣进来清扫圣殿。
But yet this temple cannot be cleaned later on even.
但是后来圣殿实在没有办法被。
That's why they're facing the judgment of God of this temple.
所以后来圣殿也受了神的审判。
So he proclaimed in Mark chapter 11 verse 16.
所以在马可福音第十一章第十六节。
In chapter 11 verse 16.
马可福音第十一章第十六节这里说。
16 and 17.
十六跟第十七节。
And he would not permit anyone to carry goods through the temple, 17. And he began to teach and say to them, It is not written, My house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations, but you have made it a robber's den.
第十七节。
Just Jesus, he claim of the house of the temple of God is a house of prayer. House of prayer, verse 17.
所以第十七节这里说，耶稣说他圣殿应该是万国祷告的殿。
I think the main purpose of the temple of God is house of prayer. This is Jesus and also the defined by the prophet Isaiah.
这是耶稣与以赛亚先知所描述的，就是圣殿的用意，就是为成为一个万国祷告的地方。
We have to revive our faith.
这也告诉我们，我们要重新建立自己的信仰。
We have to ask ourselves, of course, life is busy nowadays.
我们当然，我们每个人的生活都非常的忙碌。
There's a lot of demand from our life and physical life in this world.
那我们住在这个世界上有很多的需求。
But if we only focus our life and the physical life in this world,
但是如果我们单单只看着我们现实生活的一些需求
It cannot overcome of our flesh.
我们没有办法超脱我们的肉体
We neglecting our focus of true prayer of faith.
我们也忘记了属灵的追求和祷告
Maybe in a sense we have a temple of God.
也许我们会有神的殿
In many places there's maybe church around, maybe.
我们也许住在 教会的附近。
But we also end up to facing of this, the what the March of the 11th happens.
但是也许在马可福音十一节十一章描述的事情也会临到来临到我们的身上。
Yeah, let's go back to March of the 11th.
我们请翻回马可福音第十一章。
Verse from 19. Whenever the evening came, and they would go out of the city, verse 20, and they were passing by in the morning, and they saw the fig tree withers from the root up, verse 21. And they began reminding Peter, say to him, Rabbi, behold, the fig tree which you cursed has withered, verse 22. Jesus answered, saying to him, Have a faith in God.And when these things happened that after that, and Peter find out that the tree was withered from the bottom of the roots.
后来门徒经过这个无花果树，发现无花果树连根都枯干了。
Find out there's no hope for this tree.
他们发现这棵树完全没有盼望。
And then Jesus mentioned that, have faith in God.
但是耶稣回答说：“你们当信服神。”
But we have to well define our faith.
我们必须看清自己的信仰。
During the time of Jesus, most of you know Pharisees they think they had a faith.
在耶稣的时代，法利赛人认为自己有信心。
And also the priests they think they have a faith where they serve God in the temple of God.
这些祭司因为在圣殿里服侍神，所以他们认为自己有信心。
But actually the temple of God was continued to be defiled at that time.
但是当时的圣殿是继续的被污秽。
Even they do not recognize the coming of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus.
连圣殿里的人都不承认弥赛亚已经来
到。All the knowledge they have about the Bible, it turned out to be garbage in front of the Lord Jesus.
那虽然他们这么了解圣经，但是他们对圣经的知识在耶稣面前只是垃圾。
End up in on the city in the Jerusalem, they crucified the Lord Jesus.
那在耶路撒冷的山上，他们也钉死了耶稣。
Really, the spiritually, the fig tree was withered from then on.
所以在属灵上来讲，无花果树真的是全部枯干了。
We don't have this kind of happen in our Christian life.
那我们希望在我们的基督徒的生活中，不会发生这样的事情。
We need a faith, a true faith that we have to build upon.
我们必须建造真正的信仰。
With a true prayer.
那我们要用真实的祷告来建造这个信仰。
So we never neglect it. We never regret it on the last day.
所以在最后一天，我们并不会后悔。
Turn to Micah chapter 7. Micah.
我们请翻开弥迦书。
Micah chapter 7 verse 1.
弥迦书第七章第一节。
Chapter 7, verse 1. Woe is me, for I am like the fruit the pickers and the grape the gatherers. There is no cluster of the grapes to eat, or the first ripe the fig which I craved. And this is mentioned about the Micah mentioned about the woe.
这里弥迦先知说哀哉。
It seems like they're seeking for the righteous one, but really there's no true righteous man.
他以果子来比喻说他想要找正直的人，但是实在找不到。
Of course, this is like you know thousands of years of at that time it happens.
那这是在几千年之前所写下的。
We cannot say this you know the now time, but yet if we have the same faith like you know at that time.
但是如果我们的信仰就像当时那些人的信仰。
We can also have maybe same things happen in our you know the spiritual life.
我们也许在属灵生活上也会有同样的结果。
And let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 8.
所以我们请翻开耶利米书第八章。
Chapter 8 verse 13.
耶利米书第八章第十三节。
I will surely chapter 8 verse 13. I will surely snatch them away, declared the Lord. There will be no grave on the vines and no figs on the fig tree, and the leaves will wither. And then I have given them small pass away.
主说，我必使他们全然灭绝，葡萄树上必没有葡萄，无花果树上并没有果子，叶子也必枯干，我所赐给他们的必离开他们过去。
Fig tree is symbolically for the Israelites their prospering of God's guidance.
无花果树代表以色列人在神代表以色列人。
So fig tree is very, very important for them. It's very precious for them.
所以无花果对以色列人来讲是非常重要的。
But during the time of Jesus, they never care about this.
但是他们在耶稣的时代并没有去注意这个无花果。
Jesus always come to us seeking for the true fruit that we bearing from our fig tree and spiritually.
因为如果无花果树代表我们的信仰，耶稣总是在看着这棵树，期待有果子。
However, we never fail of bearing the fruit.
我希望我们永远不要停止结果。
Let's turn to Book of Isaiah chapter, Book of Hosea chapter 9.
我们请翻开何西亚书第九章。
Hosea chapter 9 verse 10.
何西亚书第九章第十节。
I found Israel like grapes in the wilderness. I saw your forefathers as the earliest fruit on the fig tree in the first seasons.
主说，我遇见以色列如葡萄在旷野，我看到你们的列祖如无花果树上春季出熟的果子。
This is a describe of the Lord God, how much he's willing to come to the Lord, come to his people to see the bearing, the fig tree that bearing this fig.
这一节在描述主是多么期望能够来到无花果树上面寻找果子。
We are in the Jerusalem, spiritual Jerusalem. It is precious.
我们现在是在属灵的耶路撒冷里。
Especially we are in the temple of God.
我们也在神的圣殿中。
This is the temple of God.
这个就是神的圣殿。
But at the same time, ourselves within also the temple of God.
但是我们的心中也是神的殿。
A temple of God within us. God is always within our heart. It is our Christian's blessing.
那这是基督徒的一个祝福，就是神的殿在我们的心中。
Only is possible that when we pray to God, through prayer, God is being with us in our life.
那我们在诚心祷告的时候，神也会在我们的生活中。
With the true faith.
那我们就是要用这种真实的信仰。
When Peter looked at the tree was withered.
彼得看到这无花果的时候，无花果是整个被枯干。
And the tree was cursed by the Lord Jesus.
因为这一棵树是被神咒诅。
And then he mentioned that Jesus mentioned to the Peter said, "Have faith in God."
但是耶稣告诉彼得要对神有信心。
Have faith in God with the sense after all, Jesus mentioned about you need have a true prayer.
那之后主耶稣也告诉彼得你要有真正的真实的祷告。
So that God will bless your church and your temple.
所以神才会祝福你的教会，还有你的圣殿。
God help us our faith.
那希望神能够帮助我们的信心。
And we can continue to strengthening our faith with the true prayer.
让我们用真实的祷告来建造我们的信心。
So we can always glorify the name of God.
所以我们可以时时刻刻的荣耀神的名。
With the bearing of the true fruit of spiritual fig tree within us.
也让我们的属灵无花果树继续结果。
Let's sing hymn 356.
我们请唱诗356首。